This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:06 Wednesday morning. Just thinking, 12 hours. Survivor will be on your TV.
Oh, I'm like, what happens in 12 hours?
The second to last episode. Is that what we heard?
I already give up on this day. It's only 8 o'clock.
It's crazy. I wonder if they're going to do like a double eviction because there's still, I guess there's 7 people left now.
I don't know. I never.
And they usually get down to about 5 by the finale.
As much as I love it, I don't pay nearly as much attention to it as I should. Yeah. As it whittles down,
I know you like
it. I start falling off.
Can't, I know.
I don't even watch the finale. I just look it up from bed.
You shouldn't do that. I haven't seen
a finale in, I don't know how many years.
Sometimes the best stuff happens.
I know, probably, but I just can't.
All right. A couple things. First thing is Ariana Grande tickets. You want to go see her this coming Wednesday, 1 week from today, December 18th? The week before Christmas?
Yeah.
Right now, caller number 9-800-400. You know she does other songs. 800-400-3697. Instantly gets
a
pair of tickets for Ariana Grande at the Chase Center. In 1 week. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. We've got these tickets all day. 11 and 4 o'clock are your next chances. Now, got it. I want it. I love it. I'll take it. I'll buy it. Just give it. I want it. You got it.
Nice, Sarah.
Thank you.
That was live, guys.
Yeah, that was live. I pulled that one off live. Oh, boy. All right, so that's happening right now. And we'll grab the celebrity trash here. It's brought to you by the Johnny Mosley podcast.
Oh, how's that going?
Oh, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. He's so fun, telling all his little stories. Big stories, I guess.
They're big stories.
Sure.
That guy's hosted SNL.
Sure.
That guy won a gold medal.
He did.
That guy deserved 2 gold medals, but the judges were too stupid to know what he'd just done.
Yep. They were like, we don't know what that is. The next year, people were winning gold medals with that same move. Mm. 4 years later, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, new episodes every Monday, Johnny Mosley podcast. Find it at radio.com, radioalice.com, all the places you get your podcast from.
He touches on the sex at the Olympics.
Oh, that's right. He was talking about the Olympic Village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was he already married, tied down at that point?
By the one where he...
So we'll never get the real story out of that guy.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
The
I'm
first
sure
one he
very
won,
good.
When he won the gold, he was single, but it was just too much when you won the gold. Apparently the ski location is far enough away that it's like an hour drive from like the actual Olympic Village. And so they all go stay there. So it's a much smaller
out of
pool.
The way.
It's not the you know, the sexcapades that we've all heard the legends of at the regular Olympic Village. Okay, let's do the Billboard Hot 100. These are the best songs in the whole wide world at this moment.
Okay. I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. So saith Billboard magazine. Coming in at number 100, La Canción, J Balvin and Bad Bunny. Okay. That's at number 100. That peaked at 84. Skipping up to number 10, 10,000 Hours.
All right.
Yuzi loves this song.
I do. It's so pretty.
This is Dan and Shay with Justin Bieber. It peaked out at number 4. It's now at number 10. Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me. That was a former number 1.
To love, love. To love, love. To love.
So at number 8 is Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh.
That's not the best version of the song, though.
Agreed. You know, I'm actually kind of, before you play the best version, we're talking about the original version of the Brenda Lee song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, here it is.
This is just, is this
I mean,
because,
it's nice.
This is because of streaming, because streaming numbers count.
Oh, absolutely.
So
for
that's
sure.
I'm actually surprised that this entire list isn't all Christmas stuff.
Well, you know.
There is another one.
The better version, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The better one.
Should I go ahead and?
Sure.
All right, here it is.
God, you right now.
Did you
one.
Know it?
You want it? You got it.
I forgot.
You like it? You love it.
How dare you? Don't compare these two things.
At all? Everybody gets it.
Oof. All right, everybody's heard enough already, okay?
Hey. I sure hope that's in the charts next week. That gets me in the Christmas spirit.
Wonder why I don't ever sing around here. That's why.
Yeah.
Because there it is again.
I think you should keep singing, then we would get sick of it. We'd be like, oh, he's singing again. What's the big deal?
Boomeranging me right in square in the face.
What's the big deal? All right, so that is the number 8 song in the country at this moment.
Not mine, the other one.
Yours is the number 1.
Is that right?
In my heart. At number 7 is a song called Roxanne by Arizona Zervas.
Oh. Ha.
At number 6 is Lizzo, Good as Hell. Good as Hell. At number 5 is Maroon 5, Memories. I'm Obsessed. Number 4 is Louis Capaldi's Someone You Loved. By the way, just as a, not that I'm, you know, I'm super obsessed with this song, but I wanted to say, Bryn's computer is effing up on him hard this morning.
Mm.
I just want to say, I had no hope or expectation that we were going to be able to get through this, and you are pulling it off.
Well,
flat tire this morning and everything.
Yeah.
Good work.
Thanks, Sarah.
I'm sure he'll screw it up in the next 3.
Oh.
But so far, so good. Coming in at number 3, Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. I'm sending you a mental message right now.
I already heard it.
Good. Actually, it was a different mental message.
Oh, what was?
Marilyn Manson. Mashup.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that
yeah I don't save those things.
Oh, you should save
I
them.
Mean, that one kind of sucks.
The beautiful people. All I want for the beautiful people.
Oh, yeah, that was out
that
today.
Was a good one.
You should always save anything she does.
All right.
I didn't do it. Oh, Mariah? Yes,
no,
anything
Marilyn.
She does.
Marilyn.
Oh,
fool.
That she. I get her pronouns all mixed up. Sorry. The other day you were asking me something about Marilyn Manson, and I was like, is he talking about Mariah Carey?
Why would I ask about Mariah Carey when we can be talking about Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, I just, you know, your pronoun use confuses me. Anyway, congratulations, Mariah Carey. 3rd place, All I Want for Christmas.
Hey, come on. Somehow, Mariah didn't ruin his song.
Oh, well, Hey, you. What do you say? Hey, we've probably been playing Post Malone Circles.
Mm.
I noticed it in our musical lineup. This is the first time I've had it logged in the morning show. And it's the number 2 song this
All
week.
Right.
Circles, Post Malone. You know, it says terrible things about me. I wrote this guy off the first time I saw him, and he had Always Tired tattooed across his face under his eyes.
But turns out he's good.
I love him. And you know what it was? I think it was like the Grammys or maybe the MTV Video Awards or something,
mm-hmm.
where he just did this stage performance that I was like, oh, my God, he's amazing.
Yeah.
And now, hit it. The number 1 song in America at this moment is the brand new song from The Weeknd. And it's called Heartless. There you go. Those are the top songs in the country at this moment. They're amazing. You know, it's Christmas time, and to get in the Christmas spirit, I like a nice slasher film. Horror movie. I like horror movies. I especially like psychological thrillers. I'm less into the blood and gore and more into, like, you know, some... Like, did you see the movie The Boy? Like, that's one of my... I love that movie. I think about it all the time.
The Boy? No.
It's a chick. I think her name's Lauren Conrad. No, it can't be Lauren Conrad. Maybe it is. She was on The Walking Dead, and she played Maggie on The Walking Dead, and she goes, she's going to be the nanny for this couple, so she goes out into the English countryside to this big mansion that they live
that
in.
That sounds familiar.
And they're like, and here's our son, and it's Doll.
Yeah.
And she's all...
Oh, that's new.
The kid...
Yeah, a couple years
died,
old.
Died, right? And the mom, to save the mom from going completely nuts.
Yes, they had this doll.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the boy.
Lauren Cohan.
Cohan.
C-O-H-A-N.
Oh, Cohan.
Cohan.
Lauren. I knew it was something like Lauren Conrad, just not. Isn't that the chick from like The Hills or something?
Yes.
So anyway.
Fashion designer.
That's not on this list or anything, but I do, because these are movies from just this past year. But I actually do like I'm always up for a horror movie.
Me too.
And here is, I guess Rolling Stone put this list of the 10 best horror movies of the year. And I wonder, because I know you like them too. And
I love them.
I actually do not think I've seen a single thing on this. At number 10, they have a psychosexual religious horror from Germany called Luz, L-U-Z. At number 9, The Perfection, a former world-class cellist. Is she trying to sabotage her replacement or save her?
Sabotage.
Yeah, I mean, right? Knife and Heart. Someone is killing members of a gay porn production company.
Oh.
Knife and Heart.
Exciting.
I know. Something called The Lighthouse. Two isolated lighthouse keepers succumb to madness. Because, of course, they did. It's a freaking lighthouse. God. Climax is number 6 on this list. A dance troupe's party goes off the rails when someone spikes the punch with powerful hallucinogens. Sounds fun. Crawl is number 5. Alligators attack a woman and her dad in a hurricane-flooded house. That does sound scary. Just to be like hiding, you know, trying to survive the flood, and all of a sudden you're trying to survive so much more. In Fabric, a haunted dress. Seriously.
A haunted dress.
They've got it at number 4. In Fabric is the name of it.
I'm not scared of that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it could be scary.
No.
I always think inanimate objects that sort of somehow come to life are pretty frightening.
But a dress?
Oh, guess who's in it? Who? Gwendolyn Christie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's Brienne of Tarth.
Uh-huh. Oh.
So it came out this year,
it
huh?
It came out December 6th, 2019.
Oh, these are the 10 best
what
horror...
What does... Okay.
It says a lonely divorcee visits a bewitching London department store to find a dress to transform her life. She soon finds a perfect artery red gown that unleashes an unstoppable curse.
So I was going to say wedding dress. It's got to be a wedding dress, right?
Right?
I mean, that's the...
I like the blood red dress.
Yeah.
All right.
That's nice.
I'm scarier of that. The blood
of
red.
The blood red one, yeah. So anyway, this is Rolling Stone's picks for the top 10 horror movies of the year. You know, just get you in the Christmas mood. So In Fabric is number 4. Number 3 is something called Midsommar. A group of Americans travel to Sweden for a midsummer festival and learn too late that some really messed up stuff is going down.
What's going down?
I don't know. They don't tell me. I just have the one sentence.
Let's see here. A couple, well, just what you said, a couple travel to Sweden to visit their friend's rural hometown for its fabled midsummer festival. But what begins the retreat quickly dissolves into increasingly violent and bizarre competition at the hands of a pagan culture.
Oh.
A pagan cult, rather.
Sounds great.
You know how stuff happens when you're a little kid and you just have little, like, brief blurbs of memory from things.
Yeah.
This kid I went to school with in, like, I want to say it was fifth, maybe fourth grade, his parents let him watch all of the Day of the Dead movies. You know those. The
yes.
zombie movies. The
in
early.
In fifth grade?
I was a little kid. I don't know what he's talking about when he's telling me that he loves these zombie movies and wishes he could eat brains. But I'm sitting there going, what is your deal, dude?
He wants to be a zombie, huh?
But he was allowed to see these horror movies, and right. I still remember to this day, like, I think the scariest thing was watching a little boy my age talk about how he wishes he could eat brains. Yow!
So here are the top 2, according to Rolling Stone. These are their picks. Number 2 is Tigers Are Not Afraid. Mexican orphans get help from the spirits of the dead when they run afoul of a drug cartel.
Oh.
And their number 1 pick for best horror movie of 2019 is Jordan Peele's follow-up to Get Out, Us.
Oh, okay.
Did you like it?
I did like it. I think I liked it more because it was in Santa Cruz and I recognized a lot of the locations they filmed at.
Good twists in it,
there's
though,
lots
it?
Of, there's good twists, but there's holes. You absolutely have to just go...
Okay.
I'm going to let this movie do its thing.
Right.
Actually, my wife is the one who was saying, our kid trying to talk, the baby, sounds like the bad guys in Us.
Mm.
The noises they make. If Bryn was here, I'd have him pull it up for you.
Oh.
But the sounds they're making had to have been inspired by this guy hearing little kids.
Like a baby babbling.
Little babies trying to get words
do
out.
Do the sounds that she makes.
I can't.
Do you get them on tape?
I don't.
No video where she's...
Not that I can find in the moment, but... Hey,
oh, hold
Bryn,
on, Bryn,
can you find any audio of the bad guys and Us trying to talk? They can't really talk. They're like, they're like croaking.
That's what your daughter sounds like, Hulk baby?
I told you, she's Hulk baby. Where do you think that comes from?
Well, I mean, I just assumed it was the turning green in the display of muscles.
Ah, I'm telling you, it sounds like these people from Us.
Mm.
Creepy.
He's going to try and find them. In the meantime, I'll start the story. Just stop me if you find them. Quentin Tarantino is saying Kill Bill 3 is going to happen.
Great.
I know. I'm so excited. I knew when Uma Thurman's character sits down with Vivica Fox's character's daughter.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
If you remember, she goes in there and, you know, goes and gets this
now,
kid's
honey,
mom.
When you grow up, you're going to want to get revenge. And you should.
Right.
Right? Doesn't she say something like
something
that?
You'll be coming to me and I'll be waiting for you.
Right.
I mean, so basically, you know, she kills this kid's mom and there's the kid and the kid's going to grow up.
The weird part is Uma and Quentin had a falling out.
Did they?
Don't
yeah,
you remember
because of
that
scene
stunt?
In the movie? Remember she got hurt?
Oh, yeah.
There's a
they
stunt.
Made her, he made her
He
drive.
Made her do and she got hurt.
Yeah.
That's
really
right.
hurt.
Yeah. Well, they've fallen back in. I
okay.
guess. Maybe she's like, yeah, I'll
Cha-ching.
Do Kill Bill. Those are, I would say that those, I count them really as one movie. It's, you know, 1 4-hour long movie. It's Kill Bill 1 and 2. I love those movies so much.
They're good.
That whole thing where she goes up on the mountain and she's, you know, trying to, you know, after she's been punching a tree all day and she's trying to eat. And oh, my God. I can't remember her mentor's name.
Is Us a TV show, a cartoon?
No,
Us
the movie.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'll be back.
That's all right. Yeah, please, you know, take your time. Anyway, he's saying Kill Bill 3 is definitely in the cards. He said, I just had dinner with Uma Thurman last night. We were at a really cool Japanese restaurant. I do have an idea of what I do with Kill Bill Volume 3. That was the whole thing, conquering the concept. What's happened to the bride since then? What do I want to do? These were 03 and 04. I can't believe they were that long ago. I didn't just want to come up with some cockamamie adventure. The character doesn't deserve that. The bride has fought long and hard. I have an idea now that could be interesting. I still wouldn't do it for a little bit. It'd be at least 3 years from now, but it's definitely in the cards.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I know. I'm so excited. Oh, super happy. Bill Shatner has filed for divorce from his fourth wife.
How old is he?
He's really like
85
old.
85 or
yeah.
something?
Isn't there a point
88.
Where you just say there isn't any reason to be moving on from you unless you're trying to keep her from getting
Well, here's the deal.
Your fortune
According
in your
to
death.
Their prenuptial agreement, he has $100 million in estimated...
And just think he would have had more if he hadn't been married all those other times.
Right.
Well, the thing is, he's been married to this lady for 18 years. Do you realize that last wife of his that drowned in the pool?
Yeah.
She died in like 99.
No, I don't realize.
I can't believe it. It's been freaking 20 years. I thought that happened like, I don't know, 7, 8 years
I'd
ago.
I'd say 10 years ago, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then shortly afterwards, he married this chick, Elizabeth Shatner. Let's see. She will not receive, neither will receive any spousal support. I don't know if that means she's got her own money or she's just going to get a lump sum. She's a former horse trainer. He wed her in Lebanon, Indiana in 2001.
What, 2 years after the death of his wife?
The other wife died, who battled addiction issues, by the way. She was drunk when they tested her blood after they pulled her out of the pool.
Uh-huh.
She was legally drunk.
Mm.
Oh.
So, or she had been. At that point.
Usually the weird thing about pools is often you can just stand up. So
right.
I don't know how
maybe
she bumped
hit
her head
or she was trying to take herself out. August 9th of 1999.
Oh, is that, did they rule it a suicide?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Oh, they ruled it a suicide.
Suicide.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. Sorry, I did not know.
Oh, no,
know
that's
that.
Fine. An autopsy concluded she was legally drunk at the time of her death, which was ruled an accident. Oh, sorry, not a suicide. It was ruled an accident. 99, she died, and then he married this Elizabeth in, and they don't say her name here. I mean, they don't say her age. So, sad news for 88-year-old Bill Shatner. Even at 88, he can't just be like, let's just roll. Let's just roll with it. Were you able to find the sounds from The Bad Guys and Us?
Well, I'm not sure who the bad guy is. They're all creepy looking. Is it the person with this
white
mask?
They're all just croaking.
On?
Yeah, they're croaking.
He wants to hear the croaking.
Hear the croaking. Yeah. There.
Is that what you're looking for?
Oh, boy. That's how your daughter sounds
creepy.
Like? Uh-huh. Oh, God. I would have to leave the house. Like, I can't really.
It's really more, they have these croaks they make. But it's absolutely. There's these croaks they make there.
Oh, God.
Scary to you?
I got to watch this movie.
You got to watch it.
That's so showing me all this stuff.
And Elizabeth Moss is in it and plays a cool
God,
role.
I love her. She's so great. What is coming up in?
So much stuff, including that Tinder story I meant to get to, bad Christmas decorations, and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9 o'clock and again at noon, 3 and 5, we have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 at the Shoreline Amphitheater in August of 2020. The tickets go on sale this Friday and you can win a pair coming up at 9.05.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
The dot to the com.
So, it's raining out.
Yeah.
Depending on where you are, you'll see rain on and off today into the night, tomorrow as well. So, yeah. We've got rain in the forecast. Just wanted to point that out.
Well, it's winter.
Well.
And we want the rain. Give us the rain.
Right.
We'll take all the rain. And some snow. Lots of snow.
You're going to be hearing Greta Thunberg's name all over the... She's a heavy metal singer, too, by the way. If you
Greta Thunberg is a heavy metal singer? Oh, because of that.
You're the one that played
about.
The song for us.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah, they mashed her up. Her angry speech at, like, the UN.
How did you say her name?
Thunberg.
Thunberg.
Thunberg. Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg. Yeah. She's the... Times person of the year, everyone.
16 years old.
Amazing.
Yeah. She is angry. And with good reason. I mean, you know, the whole we're ruining the planet thing.
Right. And, you know, we need the youth to take up the cause.
The only ones with the energy to do it.
Clearly, the older people have only been able to do so much.
Right.
I'll tell you what. I honestly believed... That all the recycling efforts that that my wife through the years has, you know, broken my eggs at every turn. Not that. Not in there. This in there. I thought we were doing some good.
Right.
I thought I'd developed some good habits.
It is very disheartening what we've found out about recycling in the last couple of years. Like, it just makes me so sad and I feel somewhat defeated. One thing that perked me up today... Yuzette does I don't know the name of the thing, unfortunately, but basically it's like a drink dispenser.
Oh, the drink maker. Because she said, oh, I've got this drink maker. And I go, you mean a blender? And she goes, no.
No, they're little like, you know how Keurig.
They're pods.
Yeah, Keurig and Nescafe or whatever. They have the little pods. So these are sort of larger pods and they're like various drinks, like an old fashioned.
Right, you know
or
what?
Sangria.
Let me go get a couple on my desk.
But it's so, the flavors are what. Comes and you have to provide your own booze, right?
No idea. All I know is I've heard her doing these commercials, and I picked up one of the pods today. And in my head, I went, "Oh, great, more single-use plastic, like you know, more disposable Keurig cups or whatever." And I looked at it, and you know what's on the side of it is Loop, which is that thing you were telling us about, I don't know, a couple months ago, where all of these major products that you buy and use in your home are now going to come in a returnable package of some kind. You know?
And that's what these are. There's over 24 different flavors, old-fashioned. There's Long Island iced tea, daiquiri, margarita,
but those are tiny little things that people are going to go through, and you'll be able to put them in the Loop return box, and the Loop people will pick them up and take them back.
Exactly.
I think it's great.
Yeah. It's called drinkworks.com. It is alcohol in here.
The alcohol's in there?
So what do you add to it? Just water?
Water, and you use a CO2 cartridge.
Oh,
and you can return the cartridge, too, for more. Drinkworks.com. Yeah. I've been talking about it. I've been promoting it, so it's good. And right now, you could go to drinkworks.com, type in gift 100, and get $100 off.
Oh, nice.
The machine. People are loving it. It's so good.
Listen, I'm loving that, you know, because I'm telling you, I saw those little pods. I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
And no, the Loop will refill them for you.
Mm-hmm.
My next story, well, it affects everyone in San Francisco, and in particular, us here in this building, is, you know, we love San Francisco. I love coming into the city. But there's a lot going on here on any given day. And when they do things like Dreamforce or Open World, which is Oracle's version of Dreamforce, they take over the city and traffic becomes unbelievable. And I get it. They bring a ton of money into town. And
absolutely.
So the city wants to give them street closures and whatever else they're asking for. Oracle's week-long convention, Open World, it looks like, will be moving to Las Vegas.
Oh.
The software giant is taking its annual event to Vegas, saying that it's cheaper there.
I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cheaper there.
Well, hotel rooms are certainly a lot cheaper there.
Well, they're saying on the news this morning that San Francisco is the fourth most expensive hotel cost in the U.S., and Las Vegas is the cheapest.
Yeah, Vegas, you can go there on a real budget and spend all your money on gambling. Don't worry, they're going to get your money.
I mean, the shows are going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah,
but
you know, I think I've been to like a magic show here or there in Vegas, but I don't go there for the shows. I go there to sit at blackjack tables or three-card tables. And
I would go there for another show. If I was thinking of going there next year. It's just Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you like
so
the shows.
Expensive.
Oh, my God,
I
how
go
much
there
is it?
Oh, if I wanted seats there, it's going to be like... the seats that I would want, at least $800 a piece.
A piece?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's Hamilton prices, you know, right, Vin?
You know, she does two shows, the one with the piano.
Yes.
And then
the full-on dance.
Glitzy one. Yeah, I want to see the piano one. Cause
you do?
So beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
That's one I'd want to see, too.
She just sings so lovely, and she plays magically.
Well, $1,600 later, there you are, the show.
You know what would be great? One time, this radio show went to Vegas with listeners and had the time of its life.
We really did have a good
couple
time
times.
There.
Yeah, I missed one of the times because I had to have a kid.
Oh, yeah,
I
that's had right. You did have a kid.
God,
who
did
was
I
us?
Need a
did
kid.
Marcus go?
Yeah, Marcus went with us. Yeah.
Kind of lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, we should do that again.
That was fun.
We should do that. We should do a yearly Vegas trip.
I remember eating grilled cheese at like 2 in the morning and thinking, this is awesome. I haven't even gone to bed yet. Normally, I'm getting up at this time.
Well,
here I am eating grilled cheese, and I'm about to turn in. It's great.
Maybe Intercom could help us out.
Help us out.
Help us out.
It would be great to do Vegas. Honestly, you just said it. It's the cheapest hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, it'd just be so fun. I guess I'm saying it out loud to hope that it, you know, to help manifest it.
I knew it wasn't. Well, right, of course.
I also want to go up to Squaw this year.
You know, are we doing that?
I don't know. Is it? Is
oh, boy. That's been
a whole complicated
interesting.
Thing.
You know
and we're on our fourth try to reach this wonderful woman.
A different way, huh? Yikes. So here's the thing. We knew it was going to happen, but we had the power broker of Intercom in this building. And then she moved to New York. And said, I'll be back.
Yeah, you'll see me all the time. It'll be like I still work
and
there.
And never came back.
Susan Larkin, where are you?
She's making someone else happy.
Where's Susan?
She's making it rain somewhere else, girl.
It would be nice to be able to get her ear and pitch her on a couple things. But she's just, she went
there. Because she was like, all right, I'll make that happen. She was that kind of girl.
Yeah. Well, she made our interns happen, so I'm forever grateful for that.
And the censorship went away, so that's also good.
Yeah.
So and then she,
poof.
Well,
she's she's like our genie in a bottle that went back in the bottle.
She's a New York lady to begin
to
with.
Yeah.
She's a radio person, so everyone's like, market one? Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I'll go back to New York.
Hit the big time.
She had just gotten here. I know. I was just falling in love with her.
Yeah.
But like, we were going to be friends.
One last thing about the Oracle thing is that they were saying SF's going to lose $67 million.
Well,
that's how that goes.
Yeah. It's expensive.
Well, there was a lot of complaints last year, too, about over the years, the homeless and
stuff
on the sidewalk.
Being downtown here.
There's stuff.
Construction.
I just yesterday went Christmas shopping, and I had a blast, and I enjoy the city, and I enjoy walking around.
Did you find yourself dodging anything?
There's definitely a lot going on down there that you're just trying to walk by. Mm. And you just go, oh, God, dude, I get it, but. I don't know. I mean, aren't we paying enough in taxes that people can get the help they need? Mm. We keep being sold that, aren't we?
You know, it comes down to people wanting the help that's being offered. I'm convinced of it. There is so much money being thrown at the homeless problem. And, you know, please, someone, figure this out. But people have to go and ask for help.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't even comment.
I know. I don't know what to say about it. Like,
But yeah, the
what do you
out
do?
Of market
round
street,
people up and force them.
It gets real, real fast.
Oh my
and you
god!
You just go, oh no!
Frightening.
I'm sitting here buying presents, just trying to have Christmas, and I go, yeesh.
Can't remember what play we went to, right off of Market Street.
Groundhog Day.
No, that was over by Union Square.
Hamilton.
No. Was it Hamilton? No, it was. I think it was Waitress.
Waitress.
Oh. Yeah. And we were walking through the, you know, like near the Civic Center and out toward the theater. And just like, I just, you know, watching people shoot up, watching people spread out on the ground, you know, after having pooping. Like, is that pee?
My sister-in-law
was like, she was freaking out. Mm. And I really looked at the whole thing through her eyes. Like, I guess over the years, I've just sort of become...
Well, desensitized.
Part of
to
the
it.
Thing is you can't give everybody a dollar or five or ten even without knowing that you're fueling whatever problem they've actually got. And the other is there's some stuff that you can't unsee where you find yourself going, I don't want to be down here. Mm. One of the guys that was laying on the sidewalk yesterday, I swear to you, he had to have gangrene. Mm. Like whatever was going on with his, and it was on display next to his money bucket. Mm. So you're just like, ah. Oh. Dude, you need hospital.
Not money.
I don't know why you're not at the... Like, you need help with that injury, whatever that is. I don't know what that was.
Well, they would have to follow rules. And,
right.
And that's,
they don't
you know,
do that.
That's it. We're talking about human beings who each have free will and you know, through whatever series of unfortunate events have found themselves on the street and yet aren't necessarily showing up at shelters, aren't asking for help, or it's too many steps to get the help. Or whatever it is. I mean, you can't just round people up and tell them what's going to happen. You can't just hold people.
A lot of those people say a lot of those places are scary and then
I'm sure they are. I mean, you've round up a bunch of people with nothing to lose and put them all in one place.
Unfortunately, even this conversation is just like, you just can't solve this problem.
No.
That's what the politician's job is to do. Let's hope
good luck
they're
to them.
Figuring that out right now. I hope.
I just feel like it's only going to get worse.
The mayor is busy with that as we speak. I don't know how, but good luck with that.
Greta Thunberg, save the world.
Mariah Carey. Oh, how about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Switching gears, everyone.
All right.
Mariah Carey had number one singles for 11 straight years, starting with Vision of Love in 1990 and ending with Thank God I Found You in 2000. That's pretty good.
Yeah. She that first record, I think it's called Vision of Love. She blew my mind.
You loved it.
I listened to that record so many times. I just could not believe. I'm like, her voice is like a one of those little rubber balls that you can just bounce anywhere. Get to the end. Let's hear
oh, dear.
Going crazy.
Sorry, Bryn.
Ah, eargasm.
Why aren't you singing with her?
She'll,
Since when don't you sing with her?
Literally can't.
Oh.
I can sing them in my car. I'm really good in my car.
Nine former presidents of the United States didn't have college degrees.
Oh, yeah?
Including George Washington.
Were there colleges here?
Andrew
yet?
Jackson.
I guess there
were. Of course there were. Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Grover Cleveland, and Harry Truman. Hmm. You can't even get a janitorial job now without a college degree.
You could be president back then.
But you could get president gigs.
Know, I guess they didn't have much to do but read, so they were like, they
didn't
I'm homeschooled.
Have computers
I'm home
to
college.
Weed you right out of the right. running.
They barely had newspapers. It's like, if you could get 12 people to know your name, you could be the president.
Bad Christmas decorations are the number one thing your guests are going to judge you for this holiday season.
Oh. I wonder if they'll judge me because I have none.
Also, the temperature in your home is a problem. Turn the heat on. What's going on around here?
At least if you're going to have guests. I mean, fine. Make the rest of us freeze around the house, John. But when people come over, I don't want them to be like, do you have a blanket or something?
The clutter is on the list at number three of the things you're being judged for as you have people over this holiday season. If you have kids, you live in clutter.
Yeah, and you can't get rid of it. That's all there is. It just piles up in every corner. You kick toys to the side to make a path across a room.
It's awful. Mm. At my house, it's because everything's been pulled from this one cupboard. All the cupboards have little kid locks.
Yes.
Except one, which is where this kid goes to pull everything out.
Oh.
And it's by design because she likes to climb in there and pull everything out. Mm. And so you go, I can get 5 minutes.
She
I know
is,
where she
right.
is.
I can hear her.
I can hear her.
Uh-huh. And she's getting in there and she's waiting for me to find her.
Walk by and her ass is hanging out of that like Winnie the Pooh is stuck in his little hole trying to get in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I need my honey.
She's corked in there reaching for the very last thing.
What kind of stuff is in there? Like Tupperware?
Little plastic cups.
Nice.
Little sippy cups.
Perfect.
And the caps. And I walk in there sometimes and I'm like, I've just ruined two things. Whatever.
Well, hopefully it was a matching set.
That's how we keep things quiet at my house sometimes. Let her rip that room, that cupboard apart.
Yeah, she's going to be a kid who needs to be kept busy. Mm, kids, there's no downtime.
Super. Mm.
She's still taking a nap every day?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Not two, though.
No.
She's down to one. How long?
Can be anywhere from 40 minutes to 3 hours.
Oh, I love the 3 hours.
The 3 hours.
You just can't count. What, after you get to 40 minutes, though, you're just like, oh, no. Okay. What was that? Oh, no.
Oh, and worse is I've even texted for help about whether I have to go in there. So the kid will start making noise, and I'm like, oh, no. I only got 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I've texted, can I let her sit in there for a while and see if she falls back asleep? I mean, it's only been. Yeah, let her sit.
Yeah. And does she?
Fall yes.
Back? Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
that's
oh so God. You're telling me.
He's like living
I'm
on
like,
borrowed time at that point. He's like, oh my God, any minute that I get here is just so precious.
I'm alone till dinner time and I didn't get more than a 30-minute nap.
Oh boy.
I'm a dead man.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and finish all the texts right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.